As you might expect, this week, election-weary Americans are putting politics further behind them and beginning to turn their thoughts to Thanksgiving. Back in Washington, our right honorable representatives are also thinking of turkey this week. But the golden gobbler they're salivating over is not the kind you'll ever find on your holiday table. No, this is a political turkey, another one of those last-minute, catch-all funding bills that are too dense to be read, too big to be stopped, and too odious for insiders to dare accord it anything but fleeting debate. And that's precisely why congressional troublemakers love them. A bill of this size makes it easy to hide gifts and giveaways to special interests. It's also a wonderful magnet for legislative ideas that would never survive on their own. You just stick your nefarious proposal into the must-pass bill, and if your opponents want to thwart you, why, they have to vote against funds for much of the federal government. Oregon Senator Gordon Smith plans to join this unseemly game this week. He has announced that he will try to insert into the bill a ban on a citizen's right to go to court to stop unlawful logging on the Biscuit Fire Project in the Siskiyou National Forest. The sale covers 20,000 acres, but would cut 370 million board feet of timber. That's more than the annual normal cut in Oregon and Washington combined. More than 80% of the cut will come from old growth reserves and roadless areas. The sale will cost taxpayers over $40 million, mainly to build roads for the timber industry. Federal agencies such as the EPA and the Fish and Wildlife Service have said Smith's rider will likely increase fire risks in the area for up to 30 years in the future. It would also stymie the comeback of old-growth forests and choke salmon and steelhead spawning beds with siltation. Smith's proposal wouldn't get 20 votes in the 100-member Senate if he offered it as a freestanding bill. That's precisely why he's sneaking it into a bigger must-pass bill. Gordon Smith has said he's all in favor of freedom and democracy in Iraq. Evidently, he finds them a nuisance in managing the forests you and I own here. This is Les Aucoin.